Hey, Coach, how do you feel everything went today in your first practice of training camp?
Well, I thought it went very well. I think that we've had the rookies for a couple days, and we're able to indoctrinate them a little bit. And now we've got to work with the veterans in terms of trying to get the first 3 days in shorts and helmets done so we can get into some padded work, which we haven't done for a long time.
Could you tell us about Darius Johnson's release today? Was there a violation of a rule or something or another?
No, I'm not going to comment on the reason that, that Darius was released. We never do, but there was a transaction that we put in today, and he's no longer a member of our team.
Coach, can you talk in general terms what you saw from Julio? I know your plan is to one day off with him. What about this one day on?
I thought it was very good. I thought you guys saw it. He was running routes very well. I thought the timing between he and Matt were good. We have a plan or a prescription that we're going to try to stay by for the first couple of weeks, and then we'll make an evaluation after that. But it was great to see Julio back on the field. And when you looked on the other side and saw 84 out there, I know not only me, but I think the quarterback and the whole coaching staff was excited about seeing both those guys.
Well, some of your veteran additions, like John Osamoa, Tyson Jackson, can you kind of talk about what you've seen on those two guys?
Well, the offensive line, defensive line, they haven't had a good chance to really play the game of football. They haven't had their pads on. You know, the way the collective bargaining agreement is set up, we don't get a chance to really work them in their trade. We're going to start doing that on Sunday. But up to this point, outside of pads, they're what we expected. They're big, strong men. Jonathan has played a lot of games. John has played a lot of games at the offensive guard position, and he's going to offer some stability there inside and in our pocket because we've got to keep the push up the middle off of our quarterback.
Coach, do you want player intensity high throughout camp, or do you want it to ramp up as you get closer to the end?
I think I'd like to see the intensity start from day one. I thought it was fairly good today. Again, we're going through the process of teaching these young guys what a training camp practice is. They know what an OTA or a non-contact practice is. They got an opportunity today to see what a contact practice was. But I would like to see the intensity level from day one be much higher than it's been in the past. I think everybody understands there's a sense of urgency in what we want to accomplish, and everyone knows what that is.
Coach, with Darius being gone now, how much does that change the perspective of the fifth wide receiver spot, sixth wide receiver?
I think it opens that up to a lot of competition. I think there's a number of positions that there's going to be some very intense competition, and I think that back end of the wide receiver position now is wide open. I think there'll be a couple of young guys that probably weren't in the mix that are going to get into the mix now.
Coach, would you say the intensity level was up with Matthews and Bierman mixing it up a little bit?
I think they probably are just going through a feeling out process through the first couple of days. You know, Croy is not been able to be out on the field. You know, he was hurt in the second game of last season. I'm sure he's excited about it, and I'm sure that Jake's not going to back down from anybody. So I imagine we'll have some of those types of battles all through training camp, and those things are good. I think it keeps it spirited, and we're going to have spirited football practices here in Flowery Branch up to the start of the first game.